guys, I'm Lucy, and you're listening to Short Stories for Kids, the magical podcast of storytelling. I wonder what adventure awaits us today. Don't forget, everyone, we have our first ever premium giveaway happening now. So to enter, make sure you're a premium member and just answer this question. If a magic genie granted you three wishes, what would you wish for and why? Send your answers in to me at shortstoriesforkidspodcast@gmail.com and good luck. It can be pretty tough to find a holiday gift that will keep your child excited long after the day they open it. With a KiwiCo subscription, you're giving so much more than a toy. They'll get a season of discovery and experiences delivered straight to their door. Each box is kid-approved by a crew of kid testers to ensure they're age-appropriate and seriously fun. My son received his robots and coding pack last week, and he loves it. He's literally spent hours programming the robots, solving the puzzles, and learning about the mechanics of it all. Your child can get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered to your door every month. You'll be surprised at how high quality the materials are, too. These are real engineering, science, and art projects for children. Give awesome this holiday season with KiwiCo. Get your first month of any crate line free at kiwico.com/shortstories. That's your first month free at kiwico.com/shortstories. And here is today's story request. Hi, Lucy. My name is Oscar, and I would like a story about me getting stuck in a mansion, and I have to defeat all the ghosts to escape, including the big boss ghost. Although the library was empty of books, it still had one tatty leather chair remaining. Sat in it was a big round ghost reading an ancient newspaper. It looked most annoyed to be disturbed. Oscar zapped it with the ghost light before it could fully rise up to confront them. In the dining room, they found a spectral maid with a broom. It was almost as surprised to see them as they were to see it. Oscar caught it in the beam of the ghost light as it began to swing the broom at them. The kitchen at first appeared to be empty. They were halfway across when a blubbery-faced ghost rose out of the floor behind them, stirring a large bowl with a wooden spoon. Oscar acted quickly, and once again, the ghost light did its thing. "That's four," said Oscar. "Plenty more still to go," replied the mouse. They went down into the basement and dissolved a ghostly head that was rolling around on the floor, and then a skinny ghost with a corkscrew in the wine cellar. Returning upstairs, they found three small ghosts in fancy dress in the living room. Oscar had to work quickly, swishing the ghost light back and forth between them all. He had to hold the ghost in the beam for a few seconds in order for a ghost to dissolve, which made dealing with three ghosts at once particularly difficult. "Good job, well done," said the mouse once Oscar had got them all. They'd arrived back at the hallway with the front door to their left, the old library in front of them, and a wide staircase to their right. "Oh, thank you," said Oscar, his breaths coming in quick gasps, "but we haven't found your body yet." "Oh, we're getting there," reassured the mouse. "We just need to get rid of as many ghosts as possible before we try that. Otherwise, they'll all come at us at once." Oscar shivered. "Okay, understood. But we're doing all right, aren't we?"
"You're doing brilliantly," said the mouse. "We're off to the bedrooms next."
There, Oscar zapped a ghostly blob slumped on a bed, another carrying a candle, and one in an empty bath. They had a near miss with a phantom cat that got dangerously close. And if it wasn't for Oscar's quick actions, it would have been the end of them.
"As a mouse, that
ghost was particularly scary, said the wizard in Oscar's pocket as the cat finished dissolving.
Oh, we've been everywhere, haven't we? Asked Oscar, looking around. There are no rooms left.
Just the attic, said the mouse, pointing upwards.
We'll find my body up there, and the worst ghost of them all.
Oscar gulped.
What do you mean the worst? He's the ghost of the old master of the house. A horrible, nasty man when he was alive, and now a horrible, nasty ghost, explained the mouse. But it's the last one? Asked Oscar. Yes, the last one, but the biggest and the most dangerous, the mouse confirmed. This is like a game with the big boss at the end of the level, said Oscar to himself. When he thought of it like that, he felt more confident that he could defeat it. After all, he'd done all right so far. The attic had its own set of stairs behind a closed door. There was no point trying to creep up the stairs, as every single one creaked horribly each time Oscar put any weight on it. Unlike most of the rooms below them, the attic was full of old clutter, broken furniture, wooden crates, and rotting fabric. Holes in the roof sent beams of moonlight cutting through the darkness, and everything smelt damp. The attic took up the entire roof space, so it was much bigger than Oscar was expecting. Where's your body? Whispered Oscar. Head towards that round window, somewhere near there, but stay alert, warned the mouse.
For a second or two, Oscar thought the mouse was wrong and that there was no ghost up there. Everything seemed too cluttered for a large ghost to hide amongst. But this hope didn't last long.
Who dares trespass in my house? Boomed a voice.
Keep going,
urged the mouse, as Oscar flicked the ghost light from left to right. Its light landed on a moldy old oil painting of a gruff and grumpy-looking man in old-fashioned clothing. Oscar noticed that this was the owner of the house, who now haunted the attic. He didn't like the way the eyes stared out of the painting, and as he watched, the painting seemed to come alive. It was the big ghost pushing through from the other side.
Be gone,
it roared as it emerged into the ghost light's beam, making its angry shout turn to a terrible moan. The ghost vanished.
Did we get it? Asked Oscar hopefully. No, not that easily, said the mouse. Stay alert.
Again and again, the big ghost lunged at them through the junk in the loft. But each time, Oscar was just as quick. And each time he caught the ghost in the ghost light, where it faded a little more.
My body, said the mouse with delight as they rounded a heavy old wardrobe.
Slumped against the wall beneath the window was the body of a young man with a trimmed beard and round glasses. It wasn't what Oscar was expecting the wizard to look like.
But this distraction was almost enough to end the rescue there and then.
The ghost burst out of the wardrobe, catching Oscar off guard. In a panic, he dropped to his knees as the ghost reached for them with a grasping hand. But Oscar was just quick enough. He could feel the coldness of the ghostly hand as it passed within millimeters of his head and as his knees struck the floorboards. He brought the ghost light up to hit the ghost squarely in the face. Oscar watched it turn from anger to surprise. And then, as the ghost faded for good, it changed again. It looked relieved.
It's gone, said the mouse. You've done it. That was close, admitted Oscar.
The mouse hopped out of Oscar's jacket pocket and began chanting a spell in front of the slumped body. Within a moment, the body's eyes began to open.
I'm back, said the young wizard.
The mouse, now a plain old mouse again, without the mind that had hitched a ride, took fright and ran amongst the attic's junk.
I've got a question, said Oscar. What are you doing up here in the first place?
Ah, that's easy, said the wizard, dusting himself down as he got to his feet. Beside him was a battered old chest. He opened it to reveal a pile of old documents and papers.
I was trying to retrieve these, he said. What are they? Asked Oscar. These are my ancestor's documents, including his will, said the wizard. You mean you're related to that ghost? Yep, said the wizard. Not that I knew there were any ghosts here when I came looking, and thanks to you, we've got rid of them all. We made quite a team, didn't we? Said Oscar, waving the ghost light. We certainly did, smiled the wizard. And I'm thinking maybe we should do it again. You know, go into business together. What, getting rid of ghosts? Grinned Oscar. Why not? Said the wizard. What do you say? Oscar thought it was an excellent idea. Okay, but I do have one condition, he said, holding his jacket open. Next time, you don't make me do it in my pajamas. The end.